I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Oh yeah, we always hope you'll enjoy the show. And it's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I hope you're ready this week for some very strange and geeky things. It's going to be a very short podcast, however, because many, many things happened this week. Not the least of which is I had a massive meltdown crash of one of my servers. And it has kept me extremely super busy trying to get everything back into the positions and places that it should be. And so there you go. So there hasn't been a lot of time for blogging. There hasn't been a lot of time for much anything else. But we have still found you some stuff. Yes, indeed. You know, we love to find the stuff for you. Not the least of which today is some geek culture. Now, how many of you remember many years ago The Ballad of the Gambler by Kenny Rogers? You remember that? You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em. You know that song? Right? Right? Huh? Well, this one is about somebody with a Game Boy Advance. Yes, indeed. A gamer. Not the gambler, but the gamer. And so, let's listen to some geek culture, what I call The Ballad of the Gamer.
Summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, came across a gamer playing his Game Boy Advance. Couldn't help but staring, or his shoulder at him playing. Though many hours were passing, I still stood there in a trance. Said, "Pop, I've made a life out of winning competitions, and I can outplay anyone at Super Mario. So if you're really into playing, then lose the inhibitions, and I feel like a laugh, and so I'll let you have a go." So he handed me the gadget, and I started on his level. Straight off I missed the platform, and very quickly died. It was not at all impressive, I could tell by his expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the Game Boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to jump 'em, know when to thump 'em, know when to run away, know when to duck. You never watch your scoring, 'cause it's most unfashionable, but you'll make that high score table with a little bit of luck." To cut the story short, I kept falling and dying. It didn't stop me trying, but it still did no good. I headbutted the bullets and tripped traps like a cretin, and I wouldn't mind a betting that we knew I would. You see, my total lack of talent amused that little blighter, and as he giggled, well, I felt the anger rise in me. Ah, this patronizing pipsqueak, he's a gamer, I'm a fighter. So I made that bloody Game Boy an Advance repository. You got to know when to boot 'em, know when to shoot 'em, know what's a power up, know what's a trap. Though it's kind of funny watching someone who's unable. Don't laugh if he's unstable. You might end up in the... You got to know how it's done to.
How it's done to.
Nowhere to run to.
Where to run to.
Know when to hit the deck. Know when to miss. You never laugh or giggle when you're watching someone playing. If you're hearing what I'm saying, you ain't gonna take the... You got to know when to jump 'em, know when to thump 'em, know when to run away, know when to duck. You never watch your scoring, 'cause it's most unfashionable, but you'll make that high score table with a little bit of luck.
Oh yeah. Pretty weird stuff, huh? Yes. And I couldn't help but think about the Game Master while listening to this song. Of course, he's not like that, you know, to hand somebody a Game Boy and watch them be totally lame at it and laugh and giggle. It's like the guy says, if you're going to do that, you need to be sure the person's not unstable that you're doing it in front of. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Our geek culture for this week.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And, of course, we're also part of the Blueberry Network.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yes, indeed. Blueberry.com and TechPodcast.com. Both places that I frequent and stay on top of what's happening because it's fun. And also it's good to be part of a community like that. Speaking of which, those of you here listening to Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon at drbill.cc, that's where the blog is that you can go to. If you'll go to that blog, drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon, you will find in the upper right-hand corner a place to click where you can get a free 30-day free trial to Citrix Systems. Go to My PC. I would really encourage you to do that because it's going to help you get to your PC. Like if you have a PC at work or a PC somewhere that you need to connect to and get some files off of, whatever, you can do that with GoToMyPC. Now, there's cool news about GoToMyPC, and that is they now have a Mac version. Now, that's not a lame port from the PC to the Mac. It's a real full-blown Mac-like Mac version. So I'd encourage you to click on the free trial and try out GoToMyPC. It will be good for you and will be fun too. 30 days free. I mean, wow. Just click through that link. You'll get to it. Okay. You know, don't want to leave the Mac users out either. So you got that as well. Also, the Shameless Commerce Center. Go to the Shameless Commerce Center. Click on lots of links there. And buy stuff at buy.com and get the Wall Street Journal. All the various things we have there you can do. I know you can. So do that. Oh, also, I read an awesome review of the Kindle. And it's got me salivating for a Kindle. I want one so bad. And the price has just come down. It's come down from $399 to $359. Now, that's still $359 more than I currently have available to spend on a Kindle. But I really want one because I like reading. A, that's one of my favorite pastimes. And B, I like using weird, high-tech, cool devices. I mean, you'd feel like you had one of those Star Trek pads carrying it around and playing with it. The Kindle is only about 9 ounces. It's very light. It's very small. It's about the size of a regular paperback book. And so, man, this review I read, this person was like, oh man, once you use the Kindle, you'll never go back. Well, I want to get one. Anyway, so there's also a link on the website to go to Amazon and get a Kindle if you want to. So if you'll click through that Amazon link, that will also help the doctor. So anyway, I want to get one. As soon as I get one and try it, I will give you a review of it. How's that? That will be fun. Anyway, so many things. Let's see. The Kindle, talked about that. Talked about Amazon. What else was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah, the blog. The fact that I didn't do a lot of blogging this week. That's kind of sad. that I didn't do any more blogging than I did, but at least the first item is our Geek Software of the Week. It's actually one of only two items we have, so there you go. But anyway, the Geek Software of the Week this week is ObjectDock. ObjectDock, I tried this at work. I downloaded ObjectDock and set it up, and it's actually pretty doggone cool. I like it. It makes your PC very Mac-like. Now, I know we had a geek project months and months and months ago to turn your PC into a Mac in operational terms, and the look of it, not really turn into a Mac like, you know what I mean. Anyway, make it look like a Mac. So we had a thing then, and we had a tool that would allow you to do that, and it would give you that dock at the bottom that when you scrolled over it would go doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. You know how that looks. It's cool. Anyway, this is even better. I like this one better than the one that I used in the Geek project to turn your PC into a Mac. This is awesome. It's got really cool graphics. It works really smoothly and really well. It's totally adjustable. I mean, you can do all kinds of things with it. And I really like the little weather doohickey. You constantly have the weather forecast and temperature there on the little dock bar. But if you hover over it, then this little thing pops up, bloop, and it goes, zoop, and it spreads out today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, like five different days worth of weather reports kind of spreads out like a deck of cards. You know, we're playing the Gambler song there. At least it sounded a little bit like it's kind of like a deck of cards. Kind of fans out, you know. Then it fans back in, and then drops back into the dock. I like my sound effects, don't you? That's a lot of fun. Anyway, ObjectDock. If you go click on the link. Do I have a link? Silly me, I don't even have a link. How long is this? This has been on since June 23rd. This is June the 28th. June the 23rd, I put this out there, and I don't have a link. So I will add the link. So by the time you hear this podcast, you'll go, Dr. Bill, there's a link? What are you talking about? Well, there wasn't when I looked at it when I was doing the podcast this morning, June the 28th, a Saturday. Did I mention it's been a tough week? Definitely has been a tough week. What with the crashing of the system and stuff. Anyway, at least I found some cool geek culture. That makes it a little bit better. Not much, but a little. Okay. The other item isn't even a newsy item. It's more of a personal thing, and that is I've been blogging now officially for 3 years. 3 years of my life spent blogging. Kind of sad when you think about it. Anyway, no. I enjoy blogging, and hopefully you enjoy reading the blog. And so I was looking at the archives, you know, how it has all the different months and years of the archives. And I looked at it, and I thought, June? Wait, this is June? Somehow or another, I let it slip by, but on the 9th of this month, June the 9th, 3 years ago, I started blogging. Wow. So here we are 3 years later, and I'm still doing it. Just not much this week because I've been all tied up. Not literally with my hands tied behind my back with a rope, but it sure felt like it sometimes. Anyway, there you go. How's that for an odd podcast? By the way, I know not all of you listen to all of my podcasts. You know, I have this podcast, Dr. Bill the Computer Convention, which is computery and geeky and silly. But I also have the traditional naturopath, which is not silly at all. Talks about natural health. That's okay. And then I have one called the Spirit of Faith podcast. The Spirit of Faith podcast, of course, is where I'm talking about the scriptures and so forth and using my PhD in theology at its highest advantage to teach the scriptures. Anyway, the reason I mention it at all is because the Spirit of Faith podcast was on the server that crashed. Boom. Crunch, tinkle. And so all of those podcasts were lost. Now, this week would have been the 100th podcast of the Spirit of Faith podcast. I'm going to go back and find from all of my other hard drives as many of them as I can. But if you happen to be a listener to the Spirit of Faith podcast and have saved some, please let me know. You can write me at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at drbill.cc, drbill@drbill.cc. I'd encourage you to let me know, because if you saved any of those podcasts, I want to try to reconstruct my website and use those podcasts. I'll try my best. It's very frustrating, you know, but it didn't affect the crash was on a different server than the drbill.cc site or the traditional NaturePath site, so those were not affected. So those are okay. But the Spirit of Faith, Word of Faith site, that site has been restored. WFM.org, that site's been restored. However, not the audio files. So if you have those audio files, I would appreciate it. I feel like a detective. I'm constantly going out and trying to search and find all these different files and reconstruct all the websites. And so far, I've got them mostly back together, but it sure has been a frustrating week trying to get all that done. Anyway, there you go. So I'm going to get back to that. It's keeping me very busy. I'm also going out of town on vacation. I got that going on. I got so much going on. What are you going to do? Anyway, so I guess we'll just do that. Hokey doke. Hokey doke. Well, I guess it's about time for me to slide on out of here. And just any minute now, I'll probably hear that music fading in. There it is. It sure faded in slow today, didn't it? Oh, well, anyway. So until next time, the doctor is out of here.